All right, you are with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host, and I'm glad that you're with me as we get ready to take a look at fatherhood, something that means so much to so many. I want to tell you, if for whatever the reason, your father wasn't truly there for you, forgive him, forgive him, forgive him, forgive him. And don't allow his neglect to impact how you feel about yourself, how you see yourself. You have great value and always have, despite the fact that your father may not have been there for you, with you. But there are so many fathers who have been there and are still there, and we salute you. Thank you so much for having done so much for your children, and really and truly by having done so much for your children, by having done so much for their mother, your wife, many of you who have had your wives there with you. And you say, wait a minute now. He did a lot for his children. And that means he did a lot for the wife too? Well, think about it. To the extent that mom truly cares about the children, she wants to do her part to make life go well for them. She wants dad to do his part to make life go well for them. And to the extent that he has done his part and is doing his part to help the children through life, yes, indeed, he is helping mom. He is helping his wife. Yes. And so, to the many, many, many fathers who are out there doing truly an outstanding job of taking care of your children and showing your children how to love your grandchildren, showing them that you have just as much concern about their children as you have for them. Thank you so much. We applaud you. We applaud you. We applaud you. I want to start a look now at fatherhood. Psychology Today is talking about some of the challenges, but also some of the changes. I want to ask you something. Fatherhood. Did any of you men notice whether or not any changes took place in you when you became a father? When you found out that the mother of your children, the mother, and I'm saying mother now, I'm saying mother because I don't want to say mother to be, because in my mind, at the moment that the child is conceived in the womb, that child is a child, a baby. And at that moment, the man whose sperm was responsible for the fertilizing of the egg is a father. And at that moment, the mom, the lady whose egg was fertilized, is a mother. Yeah, don't think now for a minute that in order for them to truly be mother and father, the child has to be born. There is a reason that people, men and women, grieve when a child is stillborn, dies in the womb. They didn't conclude that they were going to be mother and father after the baby was born. They were mother and father while the mother was pregnant, even if only for 1 or 2 months. So, moms, dads, thank you both for the great job you do. I'm following through on Father's Day, and that's the reason I'm focusing now on fatherhood. And so I want to ask again, men, maybe even some of you teenagers who became fathers, who have become fathers, your fathers now, did any changes take place in you when you learned that you were a father? Now, I want you to really think about that. Did any changes take place? If so, what were they? Were they changes of thought? Were they changes that had to do with your view of yourself, who you are, who you were? What changes took place, if any, that you picked up on? Well, Father's Day can mean different things to different men. Dr. Chuck Schaefer works with men in his practice, and for him, Father's Day is a reminder of the powerful psychological changes that happen when many men become fathers. In his work with new and expecting fathers over the years, he's found that while there are different ways that men come to understand and then adapt to entering fatherhood, they all know that they are not and cannot be the same man they were before their child was born. They know they're growing into someone new. They know they're becoming, and they know a change is taking place. And they see this as being sometimes scary, sometimes exhilarating, sometimes powerful, sometimes hopeful. They are becoming a father. Becoming a father. Wow, how about that? How many of you took time, and young men, young adults, teenagers, it is important that you be thinking about this. This is for you. It's primarily for men who are married, and they and their wives are working on becoming parents. But we know that in the real world, young men get with young women when they're not married. Teenagers get with each other when they're not married. You need to be thinking about what's going to be taking place here. Because we're going to talk about not just changes in attitude, not just changes in outlook, but we're going to be talking about some chemical changes as well. Biological and hormonal changes, to be specific. Even more specific than that, biochemical and neurological changes. Biochemical and neurological changes that take place in the male when that male is about to become a father. There are biological and hormonal changes that females go through, but there are biochemical and neurological changes that take place in the man as he enters fatherhood. Now, this is especially important, I mentioned to you, young people, teenagers, young adults. Keep in mind, you're already going to be going through some hormonal changes, biochemical changes, etc., as a result of moving further and further into your teen years, and then eventually out of your teen years into young adulthood. How many of you can think back on it and say, hey, you know what? That was a challenging time. I know my parents and I, some of you thinking back on what was happening as you were becoming teens, and you're thinking about some of the conflicts that you had with your parents that you did not have before you became teens. It wasn't just that you were older. Your body was going through some chemical changes, biochemical changes and neurological changes that were preparing you for the greater responsibilities that lay ahead, such as fatherhood. Not that you were supposed to become a father within a year or so after becoming a teenager, or, you know, in your upper teens. Not that you were supposed to becoming a father in your early 20s. You're not married. You're out there just having sex because you can. No, it wasn't supposed to be working that way. The changes that took place were supposed to take place, again, to prepare you, because that's the way our Creator made us. He made us such that we would begin to go through some changes that would prepare us for coming events, coming milestones like having children, that would make us better adapted, better suited for that role as parent. One of the things you probably don't need is to have those kinds of changes taking place at the same time that you're having the chemical release that comes with maturing. Just the maturing, not preparing you for fatherhood although you would be getting closer to that, but just getting you out of that child stage more into a young adult stage of life. Too many chemicals released can be confusing, because it's confusing enough when it's just those chemicals being released that are helping change you from being a 12-year-old to being a 16-year-old. And then you get stuff being released that's preparing you for fatherhood a little prematurely. You might want to give that a second thought. But that said, particularly for the males who are of fatherhood age, starting a few weeks after childbirth, testosterone levels lower as prolactin, vasopressin, and other hormones increase, bringing about a rewiring of a man's brain to prepare him for fatherhood. Yes, rewiring of the brain takes place after childbirth. Entire areas of a man's brain actually grow and develop in response to hormonal changes that take place during the first year of a child's life. And these equip the father with crucial skills to care for a newborn. You, in very real ways, are not the exact same person a year after childbirth as you were 2 years before the child was conceived. In some ways, you really are a different person, a more developed person. You've been equipped with skills that you may not have had, probably did not have, before your child was born. This includes an increased sensitivity to crying, a deeper capacity to bond emotionally, and a greater responsiveness to the needs of someone else. Some of you may have heard me when I talked some time ago about seeing my delight in seeing a mother breastfeeding her child as the mother and child just peer into each other's eyes, just drink from each other's souls as they bond, as they connect, as they attach. But how I also talked about how awesome it is to see father bottle feeding his baby, and they're doing the same thing. He's holding his baby tenderly, and they're looking into each other's eyes, drinking from each other's souls as they connect, as they bond, as they attach, as they develop their relationship. That is awesome. And that's something that can take place in a much more pronounced way after dad, father, has had his own baby, in contrast to if dad is 15 years old, has no children of his own, but he's still bottle feeding a baby. There may not be the rewiring of the brain and the release of the chemicals that takes place on the level that it takes place when his baby has been born and he's tending to the needs of his baby, who came partly from his body and his personality, his soul. While every man responds to these biological and hormonal changes differently, all men report experiencing more awareness of their emotions, of their partner's emotions, and most powerfully, of their infant child's emotions. Now think back on it. Those of you who are fathers, I know it may have been some time since your baby was actually born. It may have been 30 years. It may have been 20 years, maybe 6 years. But when you think back on it, whether it was 26 years or 6 days ago, 6 months ago, when you look back on it and you hear me talk about this now, can you say that that was the case for you, that you did indeed become more sensitive to your emotions and your emotional needs, your partner's emotional needs, and your baby's emotional needs? And you could pick up on a greater level of sensitivity within yourself than you had ever experienced before. For some men, the return of strong emotional awareness and the needs of a fragile, helpless infant lead to revisiting quite a few emotionally sensitive expressive, and vulnerable parts of themselves, which got cut off or suppressed by enacting traditional male gender roles. How many of you men feel kind of strange being tender, sensitive, and affectionate towards your child? And I mean, just for the sake of, you know, getting us all on the same page, let's say your child is only 2 or 3 months old. How many of you feel very, very comfortable being affectionate towards your child? Yeah, sometimes we're taught things that we shouldn't be taught. And one of the things we need to realize is that not only is it okay, but it's a great idea to be strong and compassionate. That's what our children need from their fathers, strength and affection. More on fatherhood in just a few.
All the answers to every little how and where and why. Like Daddy, why is the sky so blue today? Does Jesus really hear me when I pray? When I grow up, will I be just like you? Will I be tall and strong and brave? There is no